We have a picture this morning of quiet talks to avoid a federal fiscal disaster. It comes from President Obama's Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. The administration and Congress hope to manage two looming deadlines to do the government's business.
There are conversations going on at a staff level, and I think the key is for Democrats and Republicans on the Hill to talk to each other.
Lew says there's not much time for talking. House Speaker John Boehner is retiring. Republicans vote on a successor today, and Boehner goes away in a few weeks. Days after that transition, Congress must raise the federal debt limit. Weeks after that, Congress must pass a bill to keep the government running. We discuss these deadlines and more in the Treasury Secretary's corner office. An enormous painting hangs on the wall of the first Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton, who established the government's credit in the 1700s. In 2015, Secretary Lew hopes to avoid a last-minute confrontation with Republicans in Congress.
How great a risk is it that the deadlines will be blown?
Look, Steve, there is no reason for either deadline to be blown. The Congress needs to finish the work to get the United States government funded for the year, and it has to act on the debt limit and make sure that we can meet the obligations that have already been committed to. You know, one of the things about the debt limit that people don't always know is that it doesn't actually authorize any new spending. It just permits you to pay the bills that have previously been committed to. And the United States, for its entire history, has always kept its obligations, and Congress has to make sure that that remains the case. And they don't have that much time. I mean, I wrote a letter to Congress last week informing them that the extraordinary measures that we have to extend the period before they act will run out no later than November 5th, and I actually indicated in the letter that it could even be a little sooner than that. So they only have a few weeks. They need to act. There's no reason to leave either funding the government or making sure that we can pay our bills to the last minute.
I want to remind people, in 2011, you attempted to negotiate with Congress, the administration did, over the debt ceiling. It was a political disaster. In later years, the administration refused to negotiate and insisted on a clean debt ceiling passage. Congress ultimately did that. This time you're negotiating again, is that correct?
No, we've made it clear that we are not going to let the debt ceiling be used as a way to extract commitments that otherwise would be unacceptable. You know, we've always said if it's easier to combine it with something else that's mutually acceptable, that's a form question.
And that's what you're doing?
No, that's for the Congress to decide. We've told them they need to raise the debt limit. If combining a couple of things together that are on their way towards approval
like the
makes
budget.
It easier, or I'm not going to fill in the blank. They have to fill in the blank. What they can't do is it can't be used to extract an unacceptable policy commitment.
I know that Republican leaders would like to get this done while Speaker Boehner is still there. He'd like to get it done before he leaves. There's fear that it might be difficult afterward. Speaking yourself as someone who has worked in Congress, who knows it very well, what are the odds that Congress is ever going to finish something early in that way?
I think that with regard to the debt limit, finishing it by the end of October is none too early. If you just think back to 2013 and 2011, getting to the day before the government of the United States might default for the first time in its history, we shouldn't get even close to it.
Setting that aside, what are the major risks that you see to the United States economy and the global economy in the next few years?
So look, I think the United States economy is in a pretty strong place right now. We've seen, as we've recovered from the worst recession since the Great Depression, a sustained period of growth in jobs, stable growth in the economy. We still have work to do. We still have issues in terms of making sure that working families have the wages that really support a middle-class life. But the economic recovery growth in the United States is stable and strong. When I look outside of the United States, the global economy could use a little bit of a boost.
You've mentioned more than once, Mr. Secretary, your concern about wages and middle-class jobs. I'll just note that median wages in the United States are still below what they were in 2008, just before the recession hit. Aren't you more than a little frustrated that 6.5 years into this administration that would still be the case?
You know, the depth of the recession when we took over was even worse than any of us knew at the time. As the data got more and more clear over the first few years of this administration, it was evident that, you know, we had taken an enormous amount of economic pain. I think the fact that we've now seen over 13 million jobs created, that we have an unemployment rate that's gone from 10% to 5.1%.
A lot of jobs, but lower wages.
And we're seeing some growth in wages. That is one of the things that we cannot kind of rest comfortably until we've made more progress on.
Is there one large tool in your toolbox that you think you could use to affect that?
You know, there are actually quite a number of things that I think we know we could do to have the economy grow in a way that would create more middle-class jobs. Why do we talk about infrastructure so much? Infrastructure serves multiple purposes. First of all, to have a strong economy in the future, you need to have the roads, the ports, the airports to carry commerce and people efficiently. We're not going to have that if we don't invest. When you invest in infrastructure, what you're creating are good middle-class jobs building roads, ports, and airports. So you're accomplishing short-term benefits and long-term benefits. There's, I think, broad bipartisan agreement that that's the kind of thing we need more of in this country. But our political process has not given us a pathway forward to make the kind of investment that we need. We're going to continue to work towards it. We're continuing to advocate doing something like combining business tax reform with infrastructure to use the one-time revenue that comes from business tax reform to have a big increase in our infrastructure investment. So I think some of the solutions are quite clear if we could only get the political process to produce them.
That's Treasury Secretary Jack Lew.